as a woman of color, I just felt the need to create a business whose mission was to elevate other people who are marginalized in their communities, smaller makers, women, minority-owned businesses. It's so important to me to support those founders, and I can do that.
Welcome to the Virginia Foodie Podcast, where we lift the lid on the craft food industry and tell the stories behind the good food, good people, and good brands that you know and love. If you've ever come across a yummy food brand and wondered, how did they do that? How did they turn that recipe into a successful business? Then we've got some stories for you. Today's episode is a repeat, but I hope you'll listen through to the end. Founder Leah Ballantyne and I connected a few weeks ago, and I have an update to share with you. Hello there, foodie folk. Welcome to the podcast. In today's episode, I've got a treat for both the makers and the eaters out there. I sat down earlier this spring with Leah Ballantyne, the founder of Yum Day, an online marketplace for snacks and treats made by BIPOC-owned brands. Launched right in the middle of the pandemic, Leah's mission is to make every day delicious by finding and sharing wholesome snacks from diverse founders of innovative food brands. I found Leah through some food industry connections, but since we first spoke, lots of other brands are taking notice of her values-driven company. She's been featured twice on the Food Network, first as an AAPI-owned business, and again as a Mother's Day gift idea. I was fascinated with Yum Day because my work with emerging brands overlaps a bit with her role as being an alternate retail channel for small food businesses. If you're trying to grow retail sales for packaged food, the bigger channels always want data on not just your market, but how you serve your business accounts too. Finding and growing retail accounts takes time and networking. Alternate channels like Yum Day are one way to spread brand awareness while also learning the ropes of order fulfillment. The fact that she's focused on BIPOC brands means that companies without deep connections in the industry have an opportunity to start making their mark. On top of her role as Chief Snack Officer, Leah also hosts the podcast Every Day is a Food Day with Anna Van Valen. In it, they explore the stories behind food holidays, and those stories are part of what inspired her to create Yum Day. As a marketer, I think it's so cool to have built her audience first. And she speaks today about how the podcast led her to the business she founded. Hi, Leah. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on the podcast because I think your business model is pretty timely. So can you start off by introducing yourself to our listeners and tell them who you are and what you're doing?
Absolutely. So hello, everyone. I'm Leah Ballantyne and I run Yum Day, which is an online curated snack shop and snack box service that features and prioritizes women and BIPOC-led food brands, as well as mission-driven and sustainable brands. And I started Yum Day and launched the e-commerce component at the beginning of 2021, so mid-January of this year.
Yeah, you're kind of a new player on this scene, but I thought that your business model was pretty relevant, and that's why I wanted to share you with our audience here.
Thank you.
So 2021, that's like a crazy time to start. I mean, the pandemic has been nuts, but We're still working our way out of it in springtime while we're talking now. And I wanted to know, like, what was it like to start what you're doing during a pandemic? And can you talk a little bit about that and why it was so important to you to kick this off?
Sure. You know, I was telling my friends that I was going to launch this company during the pandemic. I think I was met with a lot of wide eyes. And, you know, I had the same feeling myself. It's a different and challenging time to do anything that's new. But also, I feel like the pandemic actually helped me shape this business, because what Yum Day does with its online curation of snacks and online sales was really driven by the way that I started shopping for my own food during the pandemic, during lockdown. In 2020, my eating habits changed. I had to shop a little bit differently. There were a lot of things happening culturally, such as this need and desire to be able to amplify and promote representation. All of these forces and factors came together really to help me clarify my vision for launching Yum Day. So I knew that I was more comfortable shopping online. I wanted a different way to eat and get my snacks because I was working from home. My husband was working from home and we just wanted to get some different type of food in our pantry. And also as a woman of color, I just felt the need to create a business whose mission was to elevate other people who are marginalized in their communities, smaller makers, women, minority-owned businesses. It's so important to me to support those founders, and I can do that through Yumday. So actually, there were a lot of things during the pandemic that just pushed me to launch this business, and I can't think of a more perfect time to get it started than now.
Well, that was a bold move because you were not in the food industry prior to this, right?
Right. I was not. I mean, I've always been an eater, but before this, professionally, I worked in media and entertainment for the past decade.
Now, you also are on a podcast called Every Day's a Food Holiday, right?
Yeah, Every Day's a Food Day is a podcast that I co-produce with my friend Anna Van Valen, who's also a podcast consultant and producer.
And you started that before you started this business that you're in now, is that right?
Yeah, that is true. So when I actually started Yumday, this name and brand, it came out of my desire, passion, and interest for food storytelling. I just find that there are so many really interesting stories and histories behind the foods that we eat every day. As a personal side project, I wanted to dig into all of these national food holidays. It just was fascinating to me. Why are we celebrating National Donut Day? You know, why do we have National French Fry Day? And when I looked back, I'm a total nerd, by the way, I would go down these rabbit holes of really cool pieces of information and history that gave me fascinating origin stories behind some of these days that I didn't know about. I always took them to be more of a marketing tactic, like get your free donuts on National Donut Day. But when you really look back, you can see that it started because of a very specific thing or reason. National Donut Day, for example, is something that was started by the Salvation Army as a fundraiser and also as a tribute to the women who served as donut lassies during World War I.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. It's just all of these things I think we don't see, they don't rise up the way we would want them to. And so my friend Anna and I were like, we should tell these stories. And podcasting is such a great way to be able to share these types of bits of history.
So with your new venture, Yumday, you talk about origin stories for these national food days. Are you only looking for startup food brands, or are you just looking to elevate the entire community?
At this point, being so new, I have quite a focused filter on what I'm looking for. So I am really focused in on startup food brands. A lot of the brands that I'm meeting, they're emerging. They're doing really innovative things and they're all independent. They're not part of larger corporate food systems at this point.
Mm-hmm. So when you find these brands, you're putting them out there into the market. What else do they get out of a relationship with Yumday?
As I mentioned, storytelling is so important to me, and I find that that's such a great way to connect people. So when I get to work with a brand, I really love to learn more about their teams and their founders and their founder stories. And I think what is so fascinating is a lot of them have created these new food products or items because of a need that they recognized, either with their own families, you know, wanting to create a healthier version of this type of food product, or they wanted to introduce a new type of snack that maybe meant something to them culturally. And so I love to tap into that and figure out what it is that drives these founders and makers into creating the new snack. And what I love to do is be able to tell that story to other people in my community. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're offering additional sort of promotion out to the people who are following Yumday.
Exactly. There's definitely that. I mean, I like to see myself as partner to these brands in a way to be a megaphone for them as well. I think when I approach the brands, I'm always a customer first. That's really how I find them from my own experience being an eater of their product.
That was one of the things I wanted to ask is how do you find all these brands? I mean, emerging startup brands generally have a small community. So how are you running across these brands?
I do tons of internet research. There are also a lot of great organizations out there that do highlight these startup brands. So, you know, you've got things like the Good Food Foundation. I'll sign up for newsletters from people like Food Borough, the Food Bevy Group, and then the Specialty Food Association has been really great in helping me find a lot of these brands. But there's a lot of time that I spend myself researching, going online and reaching out, shooting an email to a founder and learning more about what they have and what they offer.
So you really are a startup and you're a buyer. That's the role that you fit in sort of my client relationships is you're a buyer for a retail channel, essentially.
Yeah, that's it exactly. I am the buyer. I curate and I'm very, very new. But this is so exciting to be hitting the ground running in this way. It's super thrilling.
Well, subscription services are something that are a good alternate channel for brands that are trying to make that next step into, say, bigger retail. It's a good place to demonstrate that you can deliver a quantity, that you can negotiate these relationships. And so that's really what brought you to my attention. I was like, oh yeah, I know a lot of brands that could really benefit from relationships like this.
Yeah. Yeah. The subscription piece is really great to have. I look at Yumday as a discovery platform. This is a great place for people who want to try something new, but don't know where to start. They can get started with a curated box or join our monthly snack box program. And I will curate these products and put them together and send them out every month to subscribers. And it's really exciting when the customer gets the box and just finds a new brand or new type of snack or flavor that they would not have run across in their normal grocery shopping. It's such a lovely way to find, you know, your tribe and find new customers and showcase new things that you might have going on.
Well, I saw that you can order individual products on your site as well. But when you're doing these curated boxes or the subscription thing, I'm thinking about Birchbox, where you would have like these little samples in there, but you also kind of got marketing materials. Do you let your brands do that, like add additional stories or flyers or coupons or things like that?
Yes, absolutely. I love that. It was interesting when I was getting this started, I was doing a lot of feedback from people. I was surveying people would be potential customers. I did a lot of business prep before launching, as one should do. And one of the questions I got was asking, when a brand is part of Yumday, can they go beyond just giving you the product to like including marketing? And a 100% yes from me, because that is what I value so much is this connection and the story. I think it's wonderful. When I send out a box, I always include an insert that covers the bios of the founders and their missions behind their snack products. And I think once you have that in there and your customer opens up the box and they can read more about the person, the experience of eating that treat, I think just goes up to like another level. The food becomes more delicious when you know who it came from. That's scientific, but no.
Yes, I think so. If you form a personal connection, it just got a whole lot yummier.
Exactly.
Hey there, podcast listeners. I've been getting a lot of questions about RangeMe, the leading digital platform for connecting with retail buyers. I believe so strongly that RangeMe is an essential tool for any food brand that's trying to land retail accounts that I want to give you my top tips for free. If you email me, george@vafoodie.com, I'll send you, free of charge, my top 25 tips for success on RangeMe. So shoot an email to me, george@vafoodie.com, and I'll send you those tips. Not listening at your desk? Then DM me with your email address and I'll still send you my 25 top tips for success on RangeMe for free. So I heard you mention curated gifts. How does curation work? What happens in a curated gift box?
Sure. So, you know, there are some options that you can choose to buy with the curation. If you want to shop female-founded box or if you want a BIPOC-founded box, we have the upcycled and sustainable snack box now. And as part of it, go through and find snack brands by founder or value and put them in the box. There's also an opportunity too with the curation piece. If you have special dietary needs, for instance, if you're gluten-free, I will select based on that as well. So there's definitely, it's handpicked based on value, any special need. And then if you want to send it as a gift, you can include a note with the box that I am very happy to personalize and write out for your gift recipient.
Well, then you're like in the specialty food environment, like you're very specialty, like with these curated boxes, you're really narrowing it down to sort of a very like values driven choice.
Yes, absolutely. It is very narrowed down by values and by diet if needed. If, you know, somebody has any sort of restrictions or allergies, I also will curate that way. And then even to being very thoughtful about the types of snacks that are in there. So that way you get a nice range, you know, from bars to bites to, you know, some type of popped food or popcorn. And even now I have a few beverages as well. So yeah, the curation is, I'm 100% working on your box when you make an order. You know, I'm thinking through what goes in it and how you get it.
So what are you looking for in your snack brands? I mean, obviously you've got a cultural definition, but what else are you looking for? What do you think makes a successful Yum Day brand?
I love finding really innovative products. Most recently, I have been connecting with a lot of brands that are creating snacks using upcycled ingredients. And to me, just the ability to be able to find something that would have been considered food waste, stuff that would have been discarded, and turning it into this other superfood is just incredible. And so there are some really great brands that have tapped into figuring out, how do we take what would be just tossed away food that's still perfectly good food, still makes for perfectly good ingredients, and create this brand new snack out of it? It's kind of a new category when you look at it.
Yeah. Can you explain that a little more? What's a good example of an upcycled product?
Sure. One of the chips that we sell, their veggie chips, is from a company called Pulp Pantry. And what Pulp Pantry does is take this discarded fruit and vegetable pulp from commercial juiceries.
Okay.
And the stuff that just would have been thrown away. And they have made incredible chips where the first ingredients, when you look at it, are the vegetables. A lot of times you'll see veggie chips, right? And then when you read through, the vegetables don't come till like later down in the ingredient list. But right up front, these are grain-free chips made with celery, kale, and other superfoods, the pulps of those foods.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So they're buying something downstream from a food manufacturer that's already using an ingredient and then turning it into a whole new food, I guess.
A whole new food. Yeah. And the chips are delicious. So flavor, of course, is a priority. Right. But to know that what you're eating is just, it's good for you and it's good for the planet. I mean, I feel like that's just such a win all around. It's so exciting to find more of these companies that are doing things with upcycling food and finding sustainable ways to use things that would have been waste and actually turn them into, you know, nutrient dense snacks for us.
Oh, that's an exciting category. That's one to watch. Upcycled. I just keep thinking of repurposed furniture, but that's a whole new, this is a whole new meaning to upcycling. Mm-hmm. Well, then another question I had is, if a brand forms a relationship with you and you're doing these curated boxes, is there an opportunity for repeat business? How would the life of a brand relationship work with Yum Day?
Sure. Yeah, there is opportunity for repeat business. Something I do, especially with the subscription piece, is I have this ability now to kind of schedule out into the future what types of foods, you know, I want to have in that box. And because of that, because there's something new coming out every month, a brand could come back to me and we could debut a newer flavor, a different SKU on down the road, which is so wonderful. And what I've been noticing too is I love getting feedback from customers and finding out what they enjoy or what they want more of. And so once they find a new snack they like, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, do they have other versions of this? Oh. Or do they have a different variety? So there's certainly a spot and a place for a brand to stick with me and a way for me to keep showing off what they have. Mm-hmm. There are a few brands that I've been working with since the beginning here who have new flavors coming out later on down the year. So through the subscription program, there's a great opportunity to showcase those a little on down the road.
Yeah. Part of me is going, oh, that would be a good test market opportunity too. You could introduce a flavor and see how it played in a subscription environment and kind of get a little bit of that feedback. Like, oh, this is exciting to me. Actually, I'm starting to nerd out a little bit.
Yes, that's what we love.
I have other questions, like you're in a startup phase and I'm like, okay, how do you grow? What do you do next? Tell me some things about your like long-term vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what's so interesting with the Yum Day is I'm serving two groups of people. I have the customers, your consumers, and also the brands. And so for me, it's very exciting to find all of the places where they intersect Yum Day and finding all the places where they align. And so to be able to continue finding more and more brands that fit these values and the mission would be such a win for me, just to keep growing that relationship. And then also proving to those brands that I'm here 100% to help support your growth. And then also just continuing to build up the customer base and the engagement. I find there are a lot of people who really want to start shopping by values, who want to look for different ways to get food on the table, to get snacks in the pantry. And the big challenge for me is figuring out how I can find all of those folks and show them the snack brands that I have at Yum Day. But the big goal this year, while I'm still very much, you know, deep into startup mode, is really growing the connections, growing engagement, and finding more and more customers who want to get their hands, their mouths around these snacks.
Well, what is a big home run for your brand? Like, if you were inspired to start this, what is like the 5-year end of the road or something for Yum Day?
Oh my goodness. I've had these visions of grandeur. I would love to be able to bring on guest curators and collaborators. I think that would be something so wonderful because while I love doing the curating myself, I love finding other people's perspectives on what types of brands and snacks they love. I'd also be really interested in expanding beyond the snack space into finding more pantry staples. I mean, 5 years from now, it'd be so wonderful to have even a physical location where I could do some more fresh foods from local makers and farmers. So just growing however I can to continue to support independent food producers, you know, in the best way possible. I mean, that would just be a dream.
Well, that's a lovely dream. That's a lovely thing to be aiming for. So you're in your startup year. What's on the horizon for this year in particular? You mentioned that you're planning out some curated packs. What are you working on?
Sure. I have a lot of themed curations that are coming up. So there are a lot of wonderful holidays that we can celebrate, Mother's Day and Father's Day. Also, a big thing that I am focused on is creating curated collections around our Heritage Awareness Months and finding makers that would be great people to represent some of these different months. So we've got in May, Asian American Pacific Islander Month, and I'm so excited to be teaming up with brands that are founded by wonderful AAPI entrepreneurs. And I would love to continue that going with each of the months coming up. And then every month also is just another opportunity to bring in a handful of new snack brands. So it's really exciting to jump into my calendar and then see who I have lined up. You know, there's so much anticipation for what snacks are going to come on board next. And it is so much fun for me to do that. It's like a surprise party every month for people.
I like that surprise party every month. That's a pretty cool concept. Well, before we close, can you share how listeners can find you? Can you give us your social handles and ways that people can become subscribers? And also, how can a brand reach out to you?
Yeah. So you can find Yum Day on social media at Yum Day Co. And then you can head over to our website, which is yumday.co. And for people who want to check out our snack shop, if you're over at the website at yumday.co, you can see places where you can shop individual snacks. You can also jump in and get curated collections. If it's overwhelming or you're not sure where to start, we have a great place for you to start. And also, if you just love snacks and would like new snacks every month and you're open to discovering new flavors, we do have our monthly snack box program.
That sounds like a great gift idea, too.
It really is. I've been doing a lot of gifting lately. It's been so much fun. If people are interested in wanting to send the snacks as gifts, you can also include a note that you want to have in your box. And I will personally handwrite that note for the gift recipient. Sometimes you'll see little doodles on there too for birthdays. But it's so fun and it's so special. And I love gift giving. I think that is probably one of the big reasons too that drove me to start this is there's just so much joy when you're able to give somebody something, you know, really unique and different.
You get a surprise party in the mail.
Surprise party. Yeah. You open it up. You don't know what's going to be in there. It's amazing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it's exciting and interesting and your passion just really shines through. And I think what a lovely avenue for these emerging brands.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you and to share the story. I love getting to meet so many new brands and brand founders. And I'm always open to kicking off a conversation about what Yum Day can do, you know, for a new brand.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
My original interview with Leah took place just a few months after she launched her company. I recently reached out to her to see how she was handling her first year. It might surprise you, but the original Yum Day website has already been relaunched with a new shopping experience. That's actually not an unusual process for a startup, particularly one that is paying close attention to the business. Launching a site is a big move the first time you do it, but a bold leader is okay with learning and changing, especially if it leads to bigger and better sales. Leah's also been listening to her market. Lots of people were asking about gluten-free and vegan products, so she's added curated boxes that contain only vegan or only gluten-free snacks. She's also added different sizes of subscriptions. There are now 3 sizes of boxes to choose from, and shoppers can opt for quarterly or monthly subscriptions. She's also grown the B2B side of her business and now offers corporate gifting. Her most recent new corporate client has signed up for Yum Day to provide monthly snack boxes to all of their employees. I think that's an interesting twist on creating corporate culture in this new world of remote work. I used to treat my team to coffee Fridays, but imagine getting a box of treats from your team leader. Young brands, take note. Do you have an indulgent snack that would lend itself to this kind of community building? Another of Leah's highlights of the past year was participating in an accelerator program for Filipina and BIPOC entrepreneurs. There's been a lot of corporate investment in underserved populations, and I hope this trend continues. To quote Leah, it was such an awesome experience to meet and share with other women of color founders. She topped off this year of news, new company, new website, new product, new customers, new relationships, with a whole house remodel. She certainly got the entrepreneur's disease of taking it all on. It's a good thing she had a snack company to rely on while she lived without a kitchen. However she was pulled in a million directions, I was really pleased to hear that her company is growing. I think Yum Day and other subscription services are a great platform for emerging brands to be discovered. I hope you found some inspiration in her story of a company that's moving slowly but steadily toward bigger and better sales. If you like this story, please give it a thumbs up. And if you haven't subscribed yet, I hope you will. It really helps me get more insider interviews like this one, and I do appreciate your support. Thanks for listening. And if you want to learn more about how to grow your own food brand, then click on Grow My Brand at vafoodie.com. If you're a lover of local food, then be sure to follow us. We are at VA Foodie on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join the conversation and tell us about your adventures with good food, good people, and good brands.